Get ready for young conservative political commentary like you've never heard before. Straight from within the midst of the liberal bastion itself. Driving the mainstream media insane on an everyday basis.
If you don't, this program I promise you will pass just as surely as the sun will come up tomorrow. And behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country.
Brought to you by NewsNet USA Media and the Conservative Alliance Media Network. And now, here is Ryan, your host.
Hello, and welcome to the Conservative Report Podcast Edition. You know, the one thing that's worse than the president speaking to your college graduating class is the president speaking to your high school graduating class. Not to mention when he comes out and he's the one that's trying to educate you on taking responsibility for your actions and not making excuses when things go wrong. Because I think the president's the one that so far in this administration has done exactly that. He has, when, in a, you know, just name just about any situation. If it went right for him, he's the one that made it right. If it goes wrong for him, then someone else is in trouble. Someone else needs to, you know, be on the chopping block for it. It just seems to be a constant with him today. And we're, what, like 40-something days now into this whole oil spill disaster. And he's talking about holding other people accountable. Yet we've already gone through a timeline on a number of occasions on how his administration dropped the ball. It's not just American frustration because of how long this has been drawn out for. It is the fact that your response took nearly an entire week to implement, which there's no excuse for. You did it because you were incompetent. You waited that long because you didn't know what to do, and there's no excuse. You know, you want to come out here and preach to the American people that you're for protecting the environment. You want to come out here and preach to the American people that you're going to take the helm on that, then you need to prove that you're responsible. And that means when something goes wrong, you come out and say, yes, we dropped the ball. But instead, you're not admitting anything. You know, we have evidence that federal inspectors were on the rig 2 weeks before it blew. They didn't pick up on anything then? I mean, you can go straight down the list. And the most inexcusable thing is that it took them 8 days to do anything. Aside from give a little bit of a public statement 3 days after. No excuse. None. You know, you say you're all in about making sure BP pays. Well, that's great. But the government needs to own up for its shortfallings, too. And if it doesn't, then we have a problem. If it doesn't, then the American people need to know what's up. Because right now, we still have not solved the oil spill. We've already got an incredible amount of oil that's leaked into the Gulf, and we haven't even stopped the leaking. How similar is this kind of parallel? How similar is this kind of parallel to what's going on in this country? Where we have this whole mess with what they've passed, with our debt, you know, with health care, and we haven't even stopped the bleeding. Well, how similar is that in a comparative sense to the big mess they have in the Gulf, and they haven't stopped the bleeding? They haven't stopped the oil leak. The environmental damage is unbelievable. Not to mention the damage that's being done to the fishing industry and everything else. And on top of the fact that they are going to use this to say that we can't drill for oil, that we can't move towards being more independent for oil, independent from foreign oil by drilling for oil. They're going to use this and say, well, I mean, and we haven't had any kind of trouble with deep water drilling in almost 50 years. But that's not an, you know, they're not going to pay attention to that. Who cares? You know, they're going to use this and say, you know, we're going to hold people accountable from now on, when the problem wasn't necessarily BP, it was the government failing to do anything to respond and at least limit the damage while they could. Limit the damage early. We did nothing in the most crucial early days. And we could have saved a lot of beaches. We could have saved a lot of we could have saved our fishing industry. We could have saved a lot of wildlife. We could have saved a lot of damage to coastlines. It's unbelievable. You know, and they say we found organizational and safety deficiencies at all levels of BP Corp. They come out and say that. Well, first of all, that doesn't answer the question as to why that wasn't picked up. Why that wasn't picked up when the inspectors were on the rig 2 weeks before. It doesn't explain anything. It's absolutely incredible to me. You know, he goes there, he takes you know, all these trips to the region to show that he's concerned, and he says he's waiting there every waking day. Oh, every waking breath he's concerned. Well, why doesn't he show us he's concerned by actually doing something constructive? I'm sick of the incompetence. I'm sick of the fact that nobody is asking the government questions. You know, it's like the government's some sideline here, when the reality of the fact is this administration approved that rig. This administration highlighted that rig for being an exemplary rig when it was approved, and it's the one that blows. So we're all concerned about finding BP. But who's the real threat? Who's the real problem? Yeah, we're entering an unprecedented time in our history. We really are. Because not only are we is this administration dropping the ball domestically, not only are they having tremendous shortfalls in their responsibilities, but overseas is just as bad. Overseas, we're really starting to see more and more clues that our leadership is not on the side of Israel, that our leadership is doing more and more to throw Israel under the bus. Especially, this is really incredible, especially since we're only 9 short years after the attacks on our soil back in 2001. And to make things even more stunning, Helen Thomas was caught on video a couple weeks ago. She's a longtime White House staffer, saying something that you would have guessed was taken straight out of a radical Muslim video, when she said that the Jews should get the hell out of Palestine and go back to Germany and Poland. And unfortunately, that was not the first direct reference that appeared anti-Semitic from an administration official. We had John Brennan, when he was asked what his favorite city in Israel, he replied, Al-Quds. Why is that significant? That's the Arabic name for the city of Jerusalem. Coming from an administration official, that's almost outrageous. You know, this right here, could that be more of a glaring clue as to what side they're on? And the pandering to the Muslims is just another example of it. We're seeing an astounding rise in anti-Semitic sentiment across the world. One that I don't think we've seen since the Holocaust. In addition to that, We've seen an increase in the number of Muslims not being afraid to climb out of their closets and voice support for another mass murder of the Jewish people. Look at the student in the David Horowitz video, who said she was for all the Jews congregating in one place to make it easier for Hamas to kill them all. A student living in this country, going to a college in California. People, what is it going to take to wake up? This is the same sentiment we saw 70 years ago. We could be going through this again if we don't start standing up. You know, I never thought I would say this, but I firmly believe that we're moving towards the wrong side of history as a nation. If we don't get our act together, significant consequences are going to follow. We need God on our side. Everything I see, however, in this administration is detracting from what God intended. What God intended when this nation was founded. We were established on a foundation of God. We built our nation on that construct. Yet we have seemingly worked so hard to infiltrate and rot that foundation. It's time to pray. It's time to work every day to make ourselves better people. It's time to stay strong, stay informed, stay motivated, and get ready to vote in November, because America needs that now more than ever. The answer has always been with we the people. We need to realize that. We need to realize that when they say this government was by, for, and of the people, that meant that we are supposed to have a say. We exercise our rights and use that say. Because, unlike the oil spill, we need to stop the bleeding. We haven't stopped the bleeding in the oil spill, which hopefully will be soon. We need to stop the bleeding in our country. And I saw this earlier, also, that I want to bring up. Now, everyone knows our national anthem. You know, it was a poem written by Francis Scott Key from aboard a British ship during the battle at Fort McHenry in the War of 1812, which was later put to the music we all know so well. But many of us are, you know, most of us are very familiar with the first verse. It's sung everywhere, beginning of sporting events, beginning of this, beginning of that. But there's three other verses to it that are included in the full version. In, you know, obviously less known, but in my opinion are still just important. Video surfaced the other day of a former Marine who got up at a tea party and sang the fourth verse in front of the crowd. And although, I mean, he introduced it as the second verse, what he sang was the fourth. But I want to read the fourth verse to you. I want you to listen to the words, because they are so perfect for the times that we are in. And we, as a people, should embrace them and start singing them everywhere, at rallies we go to. This is, in my opinion, very, very important. But here's how it goes. Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us as a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free, in the home of the brave. Let me just say this. If anyone thinks that our nation, that the United States of America, was built on a foundation of anything other than God, you don't understand what it means to be an American. You don't understand what truly does make this country so great. The singing of this verse not only embodies everything this country, I believe, stands for, it embodies what I believe true conservatism today stands for. Because not only does it work to restore respect for our flag, but it puts on display the values we Americans need to connect to, that we Americans need to use to restore this country and to restore pro-American sentiment again. And I want to point to you one of the lines. Praise the power that hath made and preserved us as a nation. The power that hath made and preserved us as a nation. It's an incredible line when you think about it. The fact that we've reached this point in history with a nation that is still so free, that has the oldest still effective constitution in the world, that did not come without much sacrifice. And I'm talking from all the soldiers who died in service of this country throughout history, the families of those soldiers, to the people who stood up against injustices, ranging from slavery to racism. I mean, to whatever you call it, we have come so far as a people. And what we need to be today is the second half of that stanza. The people who preserve us as a nation. Those who restore liberty are those who preserve this nation and help to ensure liberty for generations into the future. That's how we, the people, become the key. That's the answer to restoration of this country. That's the answer to bringing us back in line with the principles on which this country was founded, and brings us back in line with the Constitution, and helps to restore prosperity again, on integrity, honor among people in office. This is who we need to be. Repeat the words of that fourth verse everywhere. Let people know. This is where we originally... people say, well, we just added in God, under God and the Pledge of Allegiance in the middle of the 1900s because it was the Cold War and we wanted to make ourselves look good, better to Russia. No, this has been around since the beginning. This is the War of 1812 when this was written. This is part of our national anthem. We need to start singing this at tea parties. Go right ahead. I mean, whatever it takes, this kind of stuff needs to get out there. We the people will be the king.